Our guest on our program today is John Rosa. He happens to be the legendary administrator for the Boone County Landfill and Boone County Recycling.
Good morning.
Welcome back.
Good to be here.
Happy New Year. Haven't seen you since last year. And right. Here we are, starting out 2025. What fun.
That's right. Here we go. We'll see what it has in store for us.
I know. People still calling you and saying, are you recycling Christmas trees? Are they doing that? Yeah. As a matter of fact,
probably. Yeah. Yep, we've had a few. Yeah. Yep.
So, people always wonder, where do they go? What do they do? And as long as they're clean, you can pretty well get rid of them. We even know we've got some people who feed their goats, so they're doing that too. So it's changed over the years from what we used to have. A lot of people remember, well, I remember you could always drop off. Probably still can. We just... everybody's doing it a little individual, little differently here.
Yep, so. That's right.
All right, we did wrap up the calendar year, and here we are starting out our. We are not back to first Saturdays or first Saturday in the month for household hazardous waste acceptance. But what, April? Is that when you start back
April
up again?
April will open that up again. So we shut her down for the cold time, I guess, for services, just to ask people to hold on to their stuff during this time. We'll open that back up, kind of consistent with when we start the yard waste up again. So, April, the first Saturday in April, and then May and June, et cetera, all the way through November. We'll do those first Saturday household hazardous waste collections. If you do have the things that we can accept in the office, which would be Sharps containers, and then also batteries. We're still pushing for those to try to get all batteries collected. So the ABCs, bring us all your batteries and let us make sure we get them in the proper receptacle and properly handled and removed and sent somewhere else, frankly. So we're working with a new company that'll take care of that for us, which is really helpful. It'll save us some money on our end. But, again, the push, we were willing to pay for that just to try to prevent the number of fires that we have.
That's the flip side is if we keep putting them in the landfill, sometimes things start on fire.
Yeah, and it's really bad. it's really frightening. The guys do a really good job keeping on that. But, it's almost, honestly, a daily basis of fires that'll pop up. So see the smoke, and then they'll remove it and get it dealt with and handled and extinguished and then continue. But, that's a nerve-wracking thing to think about that lighting.
Batteries
up.
Are our friends, not always.
Yeah, your friends, maybe. I have a love-hate relationship with them.
Honestly. The landfill. they could come in and wouldn't have to necessarily go over the scale, I'm guessing.
Right, yep.
They could go down to the recycling entry. What's the best way to do that?
Yeah, come to the office with the batteries and the Sharps containers. Just pull around the backside of the office and come up and tell the attendant what you're doing. We tell everybody to pull up on the scale just so we know what's going on, so we're wondering who's driving in, where they're going. So it's really best to pull on the scale, tell the attendant what you're doing.
Oh, okay.
Then they might direct you around just to park at the office
area.
Come on, drop it off. And yep. And if it's Sharps containers, we have a spot where you just set it down, be on your way, and we'll grab it later when we can. Just if you have questions, give us a call. Make sure you get the right information, 433-0591.
Some say detergent bottle, laundry detergent bottle for Sharps, things like that. Some heavy plastic.
Heavy plastic. That's the push. It's... what do you choose? Is this heavy enough? Is it not? To stick with the Sharps containers and then the heavy laundry detergent ones, that's it. If you start wondering, well, what about this container and that container? It's kind of that old one in doubt, throw it out kind of a thing. That not really sure, then let's be sure. And we have extras at the office. We can get you if you don't use those types of laundry detergents. We usually pull those out of recycling.
Got a couple.
And grab a few and set them there so you have one. If you drop off your old one, you can grab a fresh one.
Make sure you rinse them out. Please. Yes. Just the important. So, you guys have always done the Sharps. I know that.
Yeah.
I know some people have been, over the winter holiday time, they cleaned out something and they had a whole bunch of medications. Go to your pharmacy. I think your pharmacist is probably a good place to start if they take them. You can always go to either the law enforcement, the police department, the sheriff's department. They have bins.
Yes. Yep. So that's where your medications can go. Yep. To drop off. You bet.
Mm-hmm. So easy enough to do.
That's right.
It's the rest of the items that you might be accumulating. Like, I got all these old paint cans. Yeah. Start drying them out. You know, if they're latex, start drying them out. That's the big thing there.
That
and
is.
Then yep. just get ready to throw them.
Yep. So latex, yeah, if you're done with it, if you've held on to it for a decade or so, figuring you're going to do some touch-up work and you're realizing you're not going to and you're tired of it, then you want to get rid of it. We understand. It's the thing with latex paint is it's garbage, but it just needs to be dried garbage. We don't take liquids in the landfill. That's a liquid. So dry it out, and then it can go in your regular garbage service. If you're living in town, you have curbside service for your garbage. The request there is to dry it out still, leave the lid off to show, so that way the haulers would see it to be like, what's going on? Because I think they're familiar with a lot of that process as well. So, and then oil-based paint is household hazardous waste type material, so that's one you have to hold on till.
Kind of set it aside till our...
Yep.
Till April, the beginning of April, and or our event that's going to be held out at DMAC, which will be in June.
That's right.
So I think we're going back to that again. Haven't heard all the details yet, but I'm guessing you'll be out there.
So. Yep.
The plan.
That's the plan. Yep.
Well, one thing we did on the recycling side, you did increase a fee or some fees, again, on some of the electronics, right? Went to the supervisors with the proposal.
Yeah, we restructured that a little bit. It was long overdue, actually, for a price adjustment. It was something we just incorporated with working with a new company. So it seems like it's a contradiction. We went with this another company. Our old company was not doing they were fine. There was nothing against their service. This was just actually a cheaper option, but we needed to raise the prices prior to it to make it look like it was consistent. Anyway, it was just an odd timing, if you will, but we just decided to do it all at that same time to go with a different company and then adjust prices. So we're still trying to keep it low, and we're able to do more electronics recycling. So you can bring in a box of electronics, copiers, printers, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
So electronic devices, not appliances, but electronic type stuff. So just the random things, that's like $5 a box. You can bring in as much as you want.
Okay.
So really good, cheap, a service on that. The other TVs, as they get bigger and heavier from back in the day, they're getting a little more pricey to get those processed as well. So we're at 5, 15, 25, and 35, depending on how size, what type it is. If it's the great big projection and console TV, that's more of a weight issue and a transporting thing. So those are the higher end. That's $35 ones. The CRTs, those heavy ones that, would be, you set them on top of the little TV tray to make a nice 600-pound safety issue.
He's talking cathode ray ray tubes.
Yep, cathode ray tubes. Yep.
Which that would have the back sticking out.
The big heavy lead glass thing that, they're obnoxious to move, all those things.
Those were in the olden days, if you could get it in your dumpster, it was gone. But we did away with that actually quite a while ago.
Yeah, it's been we banned it from the landfill about 5 years ago. We had an optional 3 years prior to that, I believe it was, but went to a straight ban locally at the landfill.
Don't worry, there's some people still working on the 5-6 years ago formula. They think, I can throw that away.
Still do it. Yep.
No.
It happens.
Not here.
We have information out there. I think it's been established long enough. There's a lot of people that are understanding. And, it's pretty common, too. You look at what others are doing, I guess, like Ames, Carroll, everyone in there. I mean, a lot of them are doing that already. So it's becoming more common practice that it's not something just to throw away and you have it recycled instead.
Yeah. So. Well, part of it is now we've got businesses that are harvesting those. And again, they obviously they're the place to take them, which you cost us money to take them there.
Yep.
But in the end, they take them apart and they get resources off.
Yeah.
A lot of the rare earths and stuff like that.
They're taking it apart, stripping it down, finding the bits of gold and silver and whatever other stuff might be in there. I've been curious what that process is like, just to learn a little bit more about where that is. And but I haven't learned all those things, those ins and outs about what they're all recovering.
I might know a guy. So
is that right?
I'll put you in contact with them and see what they can do for you. But, those are – and again – It's they deal in the volume that makes it a little more cost effective for them. But it does cost people. If you're going to have it, it is part of our throwaway society. So. Yep,
it is. It's, you know, it used to be priced the same as an appliance. It's like an appliance in your home. Same idea. So, you know, we still offer the appliance recycling. You know, what we charge, and there's others in the area. And if you want, if you're ready to get rid of that stove, washer, dryer, refrigerator, whatever it might be, whatever appliance you have that you need to get rid of, because it's just no longer working or you're sick of looking at it, whichever it is, give us a call. We'll tell you what we offer and then what others in the area might, sure. and give you some options with that. Yeah. So,
because there are people that do take it, do the salvage, yep. do the metal.
And it's not one of them. Well, I know a guy that'll just rip it apart for me and do that, because that's an issue to, I guess, pass along information. It's you need to be a certified appliance demanufacturer in mm-hmm. order to rip apart appliances. So don't just say, I know a guy who he does this in his garage. That's not good. You want to dispose of your stuff properly, and that's through. You can get it to us. We're going to pass it along to someone that is certified to do that as well. So be careful what you do with that and who you're passing that along to. If you are doing that, if you are actually participating in that and doing that demanufacturing, please stop. Avoid issues, please.
Or get your certification.
Yes.
The big thing is you don't want people ending up taking those off of people's hands and then just setting them stockpiled somewhere.
Right.
You want them to go through the process.
Right. And then
that is part of recycling.
Yep. And we're talking about recovering the stuff that is sure. is potentially harmful. PCBs, mercury switches, coolant in ACs, recapturing that so it's not just released into the environment. So doing it for the safety of people, for the safety of the environment, just doing the right thing with that stuff.
So I know they do it. People look for them. And as long as I don't have to pay, that's the big theory. But you know what? You bought it, now you got to pay to get rid of it, too.
Yeah. So, yep.
Hello. Here we go. And again, these are not just, I mean, these are guidelines that the DNR have in place, and it's in the state, so they're out there monitoring all this too.
Yeah.
Don't want to end up getting it out of the ditches and stuff. Which, by the way, Secondary Roads has picked up a few things out there. So,
yes,
I know.
Yeah,
it happens. But well, we got that still going. I was kind of curious about that because the electronics part was always one of those where. Are we the only one in the neighborhood? But everybody seems to be into that, doing it now. Yep. So. Again, buy the whatever.
Yep.
So we keep working.
Wish that the TV, where the stores where you could buy it would be like offer a trade-in. They would just take it at no charge. But I think it's, from what I've heard anyway, I haven't done TV shopping for a while, but I think Best Buy is like $50 or something to take
it back. TV in.
Yeah, I've heard it's quite high price, especially compared to
what you guys
are doing. We're the discount area, I guess, even with our increase.
Well, so. Yeah, so. It's, we all have our little niche out there too. So again, over the winter or over the holiday time, I'm guessing not much communication about any methane harvesting or anything like that. Is that kind of at a standstill right now, or are they working other areas, or what have you heard?
The last conversation that I had, and it's been a little bit, but it hasn't been the most great conversation going back and forth, dialogue, I guess, if you will, with them. But I think they're busy with other projects. They're trying to do about 5 or 6 of them at one time. So I think there's just a lot of busyness on their on their end. So what the last I heard was that equipment has been ordered. And it's in the works. That's about it. Until we know more, I mean, until maybe stuff starts showing up, I hope it doesn't do that. Hopefully they let us know when it's coming.
Got a place to put it.
Yeah. we have some things to do, but they are under a deadline to be, once we signed our agreement with them, it was, the clock started ticking on a year and a half timeline to where it needs to be done. Two-year timeline.
I think just so that some people understand, some of the people you were working with initially have actually gone on to other positions in other companies or within their group. So
staffing changes, and then the communication stops, and then picking up the pieces of that transition, if you will. And it hasn't been the smoothest so far, but we're going to keep after it. It's still pretty darn exciting if we can make that happen and be involved in that, to do something good with the stuff that's coming out of the landfill, the gases that are being released. If we can be capturing it and purifying it and doing something good with it, then that's a wonderful thing.
Well, our transition to doing old cardboard, corrugated,
OCC.
OCC, yeah. You call it, yeah.
Old corrugated cardboard.
Yeah. I mean, that effort, and again, we got a truck specifically to be able to handle the volume and things like that. Just getting, I mean, it was a transition coming from what you had into starting your new operation and stuff. And then we break an ankle and things happen and slow us down. So, but still moving forward.
We are, yes. Trying to get the full program going so it's not fully kicked off, you know, because of the delays. We've had some truck issues. We've had, just issues. We throw in the holiday season. Everything gets, you know, discombobulated, I guess, on the timing. So it's like, well, we got to get this going. It's just been long enough. So, yeah, we're still working toward it. It's New Year, so it's time to kick that thing off. So we're working on it. There's we're still trying to provide the same service that we've been doing for businesses with that recycling pickup.
Sure.
Just modifying it a little bit, you know, changing a little bit. Change, I know, is scary sometimes, but we're still intent on providing the service to everybody, your office included. You've been an active participant with paper. On occasion, you have some cardboard, so we'll work with you on that. We'll still get it done, it just may not be as often as we've done it in the past. We're trying to work with folks on storage of their materials so that we can get them on every other week basis, or your amount compared to what others are doing, sometimes higher, sometimes lower. It's really dependent on how much material they are creating for us to pick up, and then we will adjust accordingly. So it's a work in progress, and we're mm-hmm. getting there slowly.
Slow but sure.
Slowly.
We'll make it. One thing I did notice going when I would take the recyclables out to the drop-off site, that we have a lot of cardboard there, which I'm guessing you anticipated over the holiday.
Yeah.
A lot of cardboard.
Lots of it.
And a lot of it was flattened. Thank you very much, folks.
Good work. Yes, that's a huge issue. I can't emphasize it enough. You know, we put the signs up there too, but, I keep preaching about it. But, you know, just take it into consideration. It's a free service. But the faster that fills up, the dumpsters get filled up, the sooner that we have to go get it, dump it, bring it back so that it's not spilling over on the floor, piling up, or it's just available for our residents to use. So, you know, appreciate that service. It's free. Just work with us a little bit. Continue tearing down those boxes. Flatten, you know, do it even better. Look at the milk jug containers if you're going to throw them in there too. Flatten those is appreciated, because that wastes space. So try to save space inside of those dumpsters so that we can get the recycling dump brought back. It's the same idea with our landfill. We're trying to preserve space there as well. So, it's all about space saving, whether it's recycling, whether it's landfilling, all of it.
We always have a percentage, hopefully it's a declining percentage, that people that just misuse it. Still got that?
You know, there's as soon as I say we're doing a lot better, it's going to revert back.
Yeah,
I'll jinx it. So I don't want to say that, you know, but overall, you know, Boone historically, there's frustrations. When I was doing that job, you know, in particular, it was quite frustrating sometimes to see, like, well, why can't we figure this out? We put signs up and let's do this. But it's everywhere. What Boone does, what our service does, Boone County, everywhere. It's pretty consistent. It's the same, you know, in other counties, what their experience, what I hear from their frustrations, mm-hmm. that it's, you know, misinformation, I guess, or misinterpretation, or hopeful recycling, wishful recycling, all those things that people misconstrue and throw in the wrong things into the recycling stream. So, but overall, we do a good job. Yeah, really, when you step back and realize that, you know, our percentage is pretty low comparatively. So we do a good job, but I still continue. We're still pushing for 100%. We're not there, but we're still going to push for it.
People try.
Yep.
They try.
And I have those conversations with them. What about this? It's like, you know, probably, but I go back to those statements about when in doubt, throw it out. Does it meet the criteria? No. Let's just stick to what it is, what it actually shows, and let's get to 100%.
And I know there's some say, well, they should be recycled.
They should
well,
be.
They
yes.
should be, but yep. maybe they are somewhere else. It's just not no. here.
And we could save a lot of space if everything was recycled.
And, you know, because I know you've toured and seen other places, mm-hmm. like traveled into another continent, say, but what they do is different than what we do. But they, I mean, this is long term. This is what they grew up with on yeah. how to handle and recycle materials.
Yeah.
And for us, a lot of it's just, you know, what we're doing here is driven by market.
Yep.
You know, and the market here is different than the market in Omaha.
Yeah. It varies. You just have to educate yourself when you go to those areas. You know, we recently traveled out of state over Christmas break, but in the place we stayed at, we had, you know, it was about take your garbage out to this area. There was no information about recycling. And we asked, and we got no information. Had a huge pile of it. And you talk about the meaningful impact. I mean, we had a garbage can, a typical household or kitchen, you know, garbage can sitting there.
Sure.
It took us 5 days to fill that up. But we had a huge pile of other recyclable materials that we had from cans, bottles, cardboard, paper, sure. all that stuff that we accumulated. I'm not sure what happened to it, honestly. That was really hard. They said nothing about the recycling, you know. It was like, really? We're not doing anything? But, you know, this was in northern part of New Mexico, and I don't know what their service is, but there was no information. But I'm guessing it all went to a landfill because there was no other information about it. It just said take it to the garbage can.
Each one's a little bit different. Wanted to ask you about holiday hours, things like that,
yes.
because I know you've done every other week, Saturdays, that yep. sort of thing. What's going on now in 25?
Alternating Saturdays, still going on January and then through February. So, if you're unsure, if you're relying on that, that when we're open, check out our website. We have it there. Give us a call to make sure that we're open on that Saturday, this Saturday, which it is. But basically two Saturdays a month that we are open for January and February. And then we'll go back to regular hours, regular full Saturdays and all the Saturdays in March and until December again.
Let's not get a lot of really, really cold weather because equipment doesn't like to work in real cold weather.
And I don't either.
And it breaks. It breaks, too.
Just like equipment.
But through the holiday time, and I think, again, I know you've done this year, it was different with the holidays on a Wednesday, but you were open early Saturdays. All the haulers, people are becoming pretty familiar with haulers will be, if they don't pick up on the holiday, they'll be there right away the next day.
And we open up an hour early after holidays to accommodate haulers, try to adjust when the Saturdays. So when we did the Saturday, alternating Saturdays, it was going to be every other. Well, then it was, what about this and what not after the holidays? So we tried to just make it work each year. So we adjust it and share that information as much as we can. And I know probably not getting 100%. And I apologize if you've visited the landfill on a Saturday morning to dump your stuff off and we weren't open because we're under these Saturday hours. I apologize. We're not, about that, but, you know, please call in advance. If you are listening about that, check us out on the website. We list those hours of when we're closed. Try to get out there as much as we can, but I know we don't get 100%, but we're working at it.
And if groups or organizations would like to have some information about recycling program and some of the other projects and programs that are being done at the landfill,
yeah,
call.
Please, yep, 515-433-0591. I was yesterday morning, I visited the Kiwanis Daybreakers in the early morning, so I got to talk to a few people there about the goings-on, mainly about our capacity issues that we're facing and the Story County, the C&D, all those things that have been going on. And we touched on the methane project, so hit on those two things, went into other things.
Kind of a surprise for some, but you mean we're filling up?
Yeah.
I mean, still a lot of people don't realize.
Right, so. It's going to be a process. We're going to keep after it, trying to share that information about why we're doing what we're doing and what the concerns are going forward, what it's going to look like in 10, 20, 30, 40 years, where we're at. We're trying to be as long as possible. That's the intent. Kicking off, been part of this group, SOSWA, which is Iowa Society of Solid Waste Operators, a bunch of people talking garbage, but realizing that what we're experiencing is not rare right now. It's what others in the state are experiencing. Kicking off a capacity study, talking to all the other landfills, be like, where are you at? What's your timeline? What space do you have? What's your capacity life? Sure. You know, it's going to be awkward conversations probably. Maybe, you know, people are going to be like, wow, this is quite widespread. So I think it'll be interesting. It's just getting started. But in a few months, we should have some information and data back to say, this is what we're looking like, you know, and we'll be sharing our information of our timeline and then what?
And then the others are facing, I mean, yeah, you're not the only ones.
So. Bigger ones are, you know, Cedar Rapids, Linn County. We're talking, what are they, 400,000-600,000 ton a year or something? They're running out of room. That's a lot different than little old Boone landfill at, you know, 90,000 ton. What are you going to do with your stuff? Yeah. And so they're facing some bigger issues than we are, but it's going to be coming, I think, more often. Yeah.
Than, it's out there.
Yep.
John Rosa, Landfill Administrator, Recycling Coordinator, our guest on the program. Thanks for joining us, and
thank
we
you.
Look forward to visiting with you next time.
Sounds great. Thank you.